Jeff and CP, thanks for joining us on the Silver City Report. Jeff, let's start with you. The Gila Regional Medical Center is losing a significant amount of budget funding because of state policy changes. What's happening?
Last week, the chief financial officer for Gila Regional Medical Center, Silver City and Grant County's hospital, announced that due to a change in the way the Department of Health calculates distribution of funds from the safety net care pool, they are going to be losing about $9 million that they were expecting in distribution payments, and that's going to affect their budget significantly. However, the hospital does want to reassure people that according to them, it will not affect their daily operations. It just means that they aren't going to be able to make improvements that they had planned for the hospital.
What kind of improvements are we talking about?
These were mostly what they wanted to use some of this extra cash for was to improve their obstetrics ward, their labor and delivery room there at the hospital, which is a pretty small facility right now. So they were really hoping to sort of snap that up, make it bigger and more modern. Their obstetrics ward, their labor and delivery room there at the hospital, which is a pretty small facility right now. So they were really hoping to sort of snap that up, make it bigger and more modern.
You also have news about a petition requesting the Ridge Road Mobile Park to be annexed by Silver City, correct?
That's right. The Ridge Road annexation petition was withdrawn from the Municipal Boundary Commission last Thursday. And this means that Silver City will not have to attend a hearing that was scheduled for April 25th. The three municipal boundary commissioners were going to meet in Silver City and hear Ridge Road owners Harris Gray, his petition. And they would have decided this on two very basic points, both of which the mobile park meets. So it appeared as though Silver City was going to be forced into annexing this property and that the town was very concerned that it was going to cost current residents a lot of money to bring up to standards. However, apparently Mr. Gray, the owner of the park, heard the town's concerns and he withdrew his petition. The manager at the mobile park speculated that he did not want to incur a special assessment district and pay higher taxes to bring the mobile park up to standards were this to be annexed into the town.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much for that update. CP, I'd like to get you into the conversation. You have news about a 33-year-old woman who went missing from the Gila Regional Medical Center. What happened?
So Miss Sarah Cyrus, who is 33, she was in the behavioral health unit at the hospital. She's been there for a few weeks now, and last Monday, 2 Mondays ago, Miss Cyrus left the BHU. Staff there for the BHU then contacted the police enforcement, and they have been looking for Miss Cyrus until they found her last Friday in the afternoon behind the Silver City Food Co-op, and now she is currently being held at the hospital. And this is the second hospital patient who has escaped within the last few weeks. Richie Elrich, he left the hospital about 3 weeks ago, and police were finally able to catch him and put him back in the hospital.
Did officials say anything about how this patient escaped?
No, I actually just got the update from the police department this morning.
Okay, thank you for that, CP. And you also have an update on officials from the Silver Consolidated Schools met with members from the community about Cliff Schools. Why did they meet and what did they talk about?
Right, so the Silver Consolidated School Administration, including Mr. Audie Brown, the superintendent, and board president Eddie Flores, they made the trip to Cliff Schools last Wednesday for a meet and greet because there's always been this somewhat disconnection between the folks in Cliff and Silver Consolidated Schools. So they kind of wanted to just listen the school administration wanted to listen to what Cliff had to say about some issues and concerns, and this included a principal about to leave the schools, teachers on administrative leave, food programs during the summer, construction at Cliff Schools, and it was just basically a discussion talk between those two.
Jeff and CP, thank you both very much for the updates. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.